Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. We talk a little bit about the markets here this week. And Roy, the market has been anticipating USDA's report for a couple of weeks, maybe because during the holiday season there just isn't a whole lot to talk about. But we finally got it this week, and the reaction was quite definitive, wasn't it, Roy?
It was decidedly bullish, and you know, it's kind of interesting, all the talk before the report was that this report is going to come in showing fewer bushels of corn and soybeans available. And so when the report came out, the crop was down roughly 1%, in fact, almost exactly 1% on both of them, which was, you know, not that far off, I mean, for considering what they were doing, but yet the reaction was definitely bullish.
Yeah, and that led to a couple of nice days up, and, you know, now we're getting into the end of the week, and a little bit of weakness here in the overnight. I guess that isn't really unexpected, is it?
I'd say that would be expected. You know, the market on beans yesterday wasn't real spectacular. We had beans pretty strong there during the middle of the session, and then at the close we're up only a penny or so. So, you know, we're going into a long weekend. It's possible that some of the traders are not going to want to have a position before the weekend. So, you know, anything goes, I guess, on a day before a holiday.
Bring us up to date since last time we talked, you know, the last week or so. Where are we sitting on the charts here for the first couple of weeks in January?
Well, you normally don't expect anything very exciting to go on in January and February, especially February in the soybean market, but you know, gradually just working a little bit higher here in January and then down in February. And I'm not sure we can go by those seasonal charts this year, but I sit here and look at the bid sheet from the co-op and see, you know, $6 corn and almost $13.50 beans, and wow, those are some pretty lofty prices, no matter how you look at it.
Something I wanted to bring up, and I'll do it before I forget, and that's something that we talked about 2 years ago, and I know we spent some time. I read an article that the Argentine farmers are going to strike on Monday again, and you know, now we're starting to talk about some world supply and demand issues again.
We are, and you know, I guess I kind of laugh when you say Argentine farmers are going to strike. It seems like they have some kind of a political issue down there about every 2 years, and I hate to say this, but I had a college roommate from Argentina, and they kind of have a tendency to be easy to set off. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen there? But you know, we do have a lot of outside influences, like the Argentine crop and the demand from China and the value of the dollar that most farmers don't look at all that much. But really, they're the biggest mover in this soybean market right now.
Let's just kind of, you know, take a look at what's going on in the basis, you know, with the big moves that we've had here this week after USDA reports. Did basis get affected much?
Well, here at the Midwest Co-op, the basis slipped a little bit on corn yesterday, a couple of pennies, but basically it's held very close in the soybeans. And, you know, looking at the different processors around and the different terminals for corn, the basis really is held together pretty well, considering where we're at in terms of the absolute price. I'm a little bit surprised that we haven't seen the basis slip, but I guess that's a sign that maybe the people who are using our commodity need the commodity, and so not just the futures price gets bid up, but the cash price does too.
Let's just kind of wrap things up here this morning as we are, you know, kind of looking ahead here, still in the month of January. Like you said, usually we just kind of we're waiting on getting a little closer, a little bit later in the season to market some of this stuff, but definitely wouldn't shy away from marketing some of that corn right now, huh?
Well, right. This is not the time of year you're normally selling commodities, and especially once you get into February, it's just a no-no, but boy, I'm not going to tell anybody that they shouldn't sell beans for $13.36 or corn for $6 a bushel, which is what's showing on the board right now. So You know, I guess look at the price and look at your cash flow, and if that suits your needs, why, you know, go ahead and pull the trigger. Save a little bit to sell in the spring just in case it keeps going up.
For folks that would like more information from you, several ways to get that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the insight, and we'll talk to you again next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.